Good afternoon. We had a very good practice today, very good energy. We were without Charles today, excused him for family reasons, and he'll be back tomorrow. That nothing related to his injury. You probably all already know that Julius wasn't there today. We sent him home. He had a little bit of a fever and a little fluish, so instead of being around the team, Chris and trainer sent him home. He went to see the doctor. I'm sure he'll be back. Nothing serious there. We spent the day a lot of special situation football, third down today, you know, all the different situations that come up in the course of a game. We did that and concentrated on our special teams as well. It was a good Thursday practice outdoors, typical of what most teams do in the NFL on Thursday. It's a work day, and it was for us today. I think that his teammates believe he is. They elected him captain. I think that says a lot. Just right there. I think that, you know, leaders don't have to be captains. Anybody on our team can be a leader, and I think we've got a lot more than the five that were elected. But I think Jay certainly has the respect of his teammates, and I think that's what's most important. That C on his chest, I didn't give it to him. His coaches didn't. His teammates elected him, and I think that says a lot about, you know, what he's done for this team during the OTAs and training camp and at the start of the season. So it bodes well. And it's something, you know, if you're a captain, you have to earn it every day. You have to lead every day, and because everybody's watching you, everything you do. So we got five guys like that. I know that everybody's on our football team's watching, and I think we got five really good captains this year that the team really believes in. All I could say is what I learned is he can be as consistent demeanor-wise during a game, during the ebb and flow of a game, as he was during the ebb and flow of practices, because it wasn't all good on Sunday. There was adversity there. There were some bad things that happened. There was some frustration, general frustration, not his personal frustration, but just some frustration because we had blown the opportunity early to miss a first down because we took a sack on a protection breakdown. Not a sack, but a hit. We had to throw it away. We didn't convert another third down, which would have enabled us to move the sticks for more about us than it was about them. And he handled it very well. His demeanor was very even-keeled, and he didn't seem to get frustrated at all. I asked Matt how he was when Matt was with him on the sideline, and he had moved on and was getting ready for the next series. So that's a good sign. No, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I thought Detroit did a good job, you know, after the first run of containing him to some degree, and they did. But, you know, every time he takes the ball, we're all on the edge of our seats. We all have to run to the ball. We need every Bear fan to run to the ball and make the tackle this week because it's going to take everybody to get it done. Well, I think that we have to expect that he's going to have a run or two, and then we just got to go on to the next play. You know, I don't think any of us think that it's going to be perfect out there when you're playing against Adrian Peterson. He's going to get an explosive run during the course of the game, and I think the key is to try to minimize those runs as much as we can and try to get hats on them as quickly as we can and not let the last play be indicative of what's going to happen next, because we got to give him his respect. I mean, he's a great player, and he's going to have a great play at some point in the game. It's going to be very difficult to stop that. They're very good. They're very athletic. They play more physically. Their structure is more physical at the corner position, and their cover two. They're a little bit early 2000. Cover two. They're more physical. They're more run defender types. They get their hands on you. It kind of looks, you know, from the sideline or from the casual observer, that almost looks like they're playing man-to-man coverage in their cover two as you come off the line of scrimmage. They are physical, and they all can run. They play their positions very well. They're disciplined back there. So, you know, we've got our challenges, and it's a cover two game with single safety. Change-ups that are very good. They disguise them very well. They get down in the box quickly. They play the run well. You know, they're a good group, and they're going to just get better. Well, we can keep them on the field. We're a threat to run at the point. We're a threat to run outside. We're a threat to be a team that can cut off the backside if we go to the open side or go away from him. He can get to the second level and make some plays, you know, and climb into a linebacker to make a play or reaching. So it gives you a great advantage. He's lined up there, and they know he's not just a pass receiver. They know when he's in a three-point stance, and sometimes when he's in a two, that they've got to be prepared to run the ball, and it helps in your balance and in tendencies as well, because he's on the field for three downs. I don't know that you do. You want to always keep them safe. You want to attack. I mean, we kept them safe, and we could have scored more, but we stopped ourselves on a couple of occasions. So, I mean, but ultimately we were headed in a little bit into the unknown because we really didn't know what we had, because until the season starts, you really don't. But that's a weekly thing. And don't get caught up. Everybody wants to start fast, but what if you don't? I mean, it's a 60-minute game, and what if you don't? We did start fast. We had a pick. We got a turnover. We went down and we scored. It was a good thing. We had a first drive. We could have continued to drive, but we didn't. We're just trying to play. You just try to play every play, and you get caught up in these statements, and I don't know that you get what you want. Eventually, you got to play 60 minutes, and it's the inevitability of adversity is what you know is going to happen, and you don't know when it's going to happen, but you got to handle it when it does. And sometimes it happens at the start of the game. Sometimes it happens late. You just got to keep calling plays and giving the guys a chance to execute them. And we're trying to score on every drive, and we're trying to have fast starts every week. And you know, to make those statements is just what we're trying to do. I mean, we're trying to score every time we have the ball, and we think we can, and we expect to, but it doesn't always happen that way. And that's the way it is for everybody.